This is podtech.net at CDN Live Silicon Valley at San Jose's McEnery Convention Center. Ted Vukarevich is Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer for Cadence Design Systems, Inc. Vukarevich's keynote address this morning focused on designing the future. In this interview conducted right after the keynote address, we'll hit the highlights and also talk about the important role of customers in that process.
I really enjoy being able to talk about what's coming next. And a lot of my talk today was about the fact that we have, as an industry, been growing for the last 30 years at kind of an exponential rate. But a lot of things are now coming into the playing field, both within the industry as well as externally, that have to be taken into account as we look to what's new in the future. And so the first thing is to understand kind of a little bit of our perceptions, because, you know, working very hard in an incremental sense causes us to think like the next thing we need to do looks sort of like what I just did. And that kind of thinking is probably not applicable to many of the opportunities that come in the future. And so I gave a few examples around how, you know, what we've done and what we thought as the only way to do things over the past 30 years could be thought of in a different light. The next thing was, well, okay, now that I'm sort of thinking about things from a different perspective that I do today, well, what would I want in the future? And so then I talked a little bit about envisioning it. You know, and somehow you have to look forward and get a dream that leads you to where you want to go. And so now with all the pieces armed with, you know, new ways of thinking about what I can do today, where do I want to be in the future? And I talked a little bit about the notion of moving from silicon-based technologies and systems into heterogeneous systems that could serve more useful functions. For example, in the biomedical space, right? There's lots of opportunity. There's been a lot of technology development, the Human Genome Project being an example, that are sort of key triggers towards new things, new ways of doing things that we did in the past, which are better, more efficient, more convenient, more scalable. And the integration of electronic systems with these new breakthrough technologies is going to deliver some very, very exciting things for the future markets and future consumers. And so we talked a little bit about how we break down the engineering processes in each of those, what's important in them, and how we consolidate those into a worldview of design that goes beyond semiconductor-based technology.
And you were on a panel yesterday focusing on customers. Give me the highlights of that.
Well, that was a great panel. We had some wonderful representatives, actually from our steering committee. And I asked just a couple of very simple questions, but I think profound, which the first one was, you know, what do you see as different from year to year? Okay, what's been changing in your own discipline areas? And we had quite a wide range of specific examples, but the commonality was complexity continued to grow. The need for different design teams, which traditionally did separate roles, needed to integrate, such as analog and digital, or hardware and software, a continuing requirement for them to work more effectively together. We saw the ramifications of complexity showing up in difficulties in when you bring all of these pieces back together into a real system and something doesn't work. How do I very effectively find out why? Right? And because, you know, you could no longer look at each piece individually and had to look at it in aggregate, there's a lot of challenges associated with that. That went into the manufacturing space, and in a very surprising way for me, one of our panelists, Mike Catrimbone, had indicated that complexity in trying to aggregate different manufacturers at the PCB and the package level was becoming a problem. Now, we always knew that integration on the semiconductor was difficult, right? Now they're saying that integration complexity is actually extending into what was traditionally a fairly understood space, right? So we're seeing, you know, the implications of complexity all over the place. And what it's leading to, and part of what I also mentioned in my talk today, was this need to break down barriers between engineering disciplines and have more uniform flow through the entire life cycle of design. Okay, and that allows you to both specify as well as validate the full functionality when you get the final things back in a very efficient fashion.
And that kind of actually ties into the new product announcements that
yes, it
Mike
does.
Made yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I think Mike very, very clearly articulated the need to look across the design process. As he articulated with the Torino example, it was all the way from the early specification parts right down through manufacturing. And that is the part of the deep strategy strategy that we have at Cadence is that we must be able to broadly represent the entire process in an integrated fashion to our customers, allowing them to differentiate where they feel it's necessary to differentiate, and being able to support them at delivery of that solution, that very complex solution, into their own environments and infrastructure, right? So that's a very, very holistic picture. 6.1, for example, is an exceptional example in a very focused space of this transformation, right? Because what 6.1 did was it provides now a basis for the integration, deep integratability of manufacturability into the design process for custom design. Right, and that includes both analog as well as high performance digital on an infrastructure which will scale as we go forward in time. Right, so these kind of things I think are very, very much top of mind in terms of Cadence investment strategy for how we need to serve our customers in the future. Another element of that is in our kits area. Okay, and so the kits are the other side of the equation. So we produce technology which can mechanically be integrated together. Then you need to understand how you're going to control it. What do you want to accomplish? And our kit strategy gives our customers the first view of how to optimally apply this large set of technology to very specific design domains. And this is something that will very quickly ramp a customer who would normally see a large set of complex pieces that need to be worked together into a very proven path to achieve these great design results.
And how does that relate to what you do on the Cadence Designer Network? You're on the steering committee of that.
Yes, I am. And what a great network. And so the Cadence Designer Network philosophically is a very direct link between caring customers and the Cadence organization. Okay? A lot of the contact in the working groups and organizations is distilling out what sometimes is a fuzzy picture of requirement and need into a much more precise view. And then the Cadence organization being able to see this very much, much preciser view of the need, more generalized across more inputs than single companies, and then can be able to effectively deal with that in terms of a holistic solution. Because a lot of things we see today are not feature-based problems, they're solution problems. And so you really do have to have lots of angles on what's important and why, right? To differentiate between something which was an old practice that someone was doing and there's a new way of doing it. That's the other thing that I believe that the Cadence Designer Network helps, is the sharing across groups of our customers of best learnings and best practices, right? And so the networking element of the people who are responsible for taking design technology and seeing it applied in their organizations, being able to communicate and have different views of how best to do that. So relationships with internal inside of Cadence, relationships between each other for sharing of best practices, and establishing a common vision of what is needed. And that influences the last piece, which is the adoption of whatever we do, right? Because we can go away and we can design something new to solve a problem, but then it's not effective until the customer base actually adopts that. And this is another element of the Cadence Designer Network in terms of understanding any adoption issues of those solutions.
And at a conference such as this one, there are a lot of opportunities for customer interaction, for customers to provide feedback, for Cadence to provide feedback back to customers. What's the buzz that you're hearing from this particular conference in that regard?
Great question. One of the primary reasons people come to this conference is the content. What am I going to learn? Right? And a lot of that content is delivered from the customers themselves, right? And so there has to be a solicitation process, there has to be a global search of the best content, getting people to sign up to come and share what they've done, right? Last year we had a very limited time frame that we could do that. Totally different this year. They had a full cycle. The content that I've seen, and people will walk up to me and basically say, oh, I just saw an absolutely fantastic paper. It was great. We really love it. And I think that one of the things which we'll see from this particular one is one of the primary reasons they came was the content. The quality of the content that got delivered this year was outstanding. The second thing is an environment that allows them to network. The steering committee has provided a mechanism through our web community for them now to close the loop. So what they've done in person here, because it always ends up being kind of a person thing, and that's what's great about these events worldwide, is that we can go into each region and the people can get together in those regions. We give them the mechanism once they've come here now and the motivation because of the content to go to the websites and through the forums, through the additions of new material throughout the year, it becomes a continual process instead of a single event.
Well, thank you so much, Ted Vukarevich, CTO of Cadence Design Systems, for being on podtech.net. It's been a pleasure talking with you.